Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, once again, Amber Verona, the Main Street Director for the City of Tyler, for a recap and an update as always. Good morning, Amber. Great to have you with us again.
Hey, good morning, John. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm super excited to talk a little bit more about downtown.
All righty. Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Amber, big year for you. And I was here. I remember when the whole thing got rolling. January 22nd, 1990. Add 30 years to that, and you get 2020. This is the 30th anniversary of the Main Street program in Tyler. I know that's a big deal for you.
Yes. We had planned on doing some big celebrations a little bit in the middle of the year, and then, you know, with the whole little random thing that's happened, but we are still kind of planning on celebrating because it's a huge accomplishment. Tyler was one of the first main streets in Texas, and so we're the originals over here, and so we love celebrating that. Main Street has come a long way. Of course, you know, with anything, we have kind of changes along the way. We learn, we adapt, and we think about it, and we make some other changes. And I think the way we are right now is a wonderful thing for Main Street and our community and downtown. And we're just looking forward to celebrating even 30 more years.
Mm-hmm. And I know the Main Street program hadn't been in existence very long when Tyler joined up. As I do remember, though, you were actually one of the very first, or we were one of the very first cities to be involved in the urban Main Street designation when they expanded it to include cities with populations over 50,000. It was all small towns before then, but in 1990, Tyler was in the vanguard of that. So that much more to look back on. And tell us what your mission is. I know it's about downtown revitalization. Tell us a little bit more about exactly what you're in the business of doing on a day-in, day-out basis.
Yeah, so what we're in the business of course is partnership, but really focusing and harnessing the energy to revitalize downtown through partnership, economic vitality, historic preservation, and design. So we really focus on all different aspects of what we can do to make our downtown a destination. And we have this saying that you're looking to make our downtown for 8 to 80. And so what that is from ages 8 to 80, we want to have a spot that's for all. And I really think we're headed that direction. It is becoming a very vibrant, lively downtown. Of course, you know, we're working with our partners, private and public, is always a bonus and a plus. And I love our community because they show out for anything and everything we love to do. And they're so passionate about our community as much as we are.
And also, just a fine point here, for a number of years now, I think for about the last 12 years or so, you have been a department of the City of Tyler. Didn't start out that way. Main Street is actually a national program, and it's administered, we know, in Texas by the Texas Historical Commission. So you started out independently of anything except those organizations back in 1990. But in 2008, you formed a partnership with the City of Tyler, and I'm sure you feel that that's worked out very, very, didn't form a partnership. You became part of the City of Tyler government, and I'm sure you feel that's worked out real well for everybody concerned.
Yeah, so we have a nonprofit that's dedicated to downtown called the Heart of Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
There are a wonderful group of volunteers that have a like-minded of what the Main Street program is doing, and also strong partnerships of what they with the city of what we want to see downtown and what we want to see happening. And so Heart of Tyler actually filed for the urban designation when it became available.
Yes.
So they held that designation for quite some time and then approached the city about 10 years ago to basically merge, like you said, join a joint partnership. And so the City of Tyler created the department and worked out an agreement with the nonprofit Heart of Tyler to facilitate the program as well as provide an executive director that was a city employee.
Oh, okay.
And so actually last year the discussion came about with the move and everything that was happening. Heart of Tyler is actually now a standalone nonprofit no longer under the city, and the city maintained the Main Street program and is focusing on the administration side and that, and running all the certification stuff. As in, still partnering with the nonprofit Heart of Tyler, they are focusing on the advocacy of downtown and the volunteerism, and further doing some promotional efforts alongside with us in the admin side.
Yeah, Heart of Tyler actually got the whole thing rolling. They went up and going in 1987, and 3 years later, with a lot of hard work, the Main Street program was formed. And I know both organizations have coexisted for a long, long time, but I also know that you've strengthened your partnership, and I guess you even share office space now with Heart of Tyler. Is that right?
Yes. So that's one thing that we're real excited about. With the move with the Plaza Tower getting remodeled, it actually was on our Imagine the Possibilities tour in, what was it, 2017 or 18?
Yeah.
And walking through it and getting the information, our gears started turning. Mm-hmm. And saying this would be a great spot to move into and have the availability to all merge together till we have our separate offices, but we're all under one roof that allows us to cohesively think, to cohesively partnership, to just really navigate the new changes that are coming all together, rather than kind of being in separate buildings, talking here and there. But now, you know, you when you pass each other, when you're in the office, things get done a lot faster, are a lot smoother, and we get to go a little bit more in depth in creating strategic plans and objectives on how we're going to accomplish that. And so not only is Heart of Tyler in our office, we've also joined forces with Visit Tyler. So that is our Convention Visitors Bureau that was in the chamber. They are heavily focused on tourism.
Mm-hmm.
And so that just goes hand in hand in what our mission is and what Heart of Tyler's mission is, and just the partnerships that come out of that have been wonderful, and just linking up on projects they're doing, on projects we're doing. And we also have some city offices with communications, and they're able to come down here and help us to further do social media and press releases. And so it's been a wonderful, we moved in February, so we didn't get long in there all together until we kind of shut down, but we are working towards getting that up and going, hopefully here soon when we all can return back to the office.
Okay, talking to Amber Verona, the Main Street Director for the City of Tyler, I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. And we want to talk a little bit more about those partnerships and about your move into the Plaza Tower a little bit later on. But right now, let's move on to some other things. You recently received national accreditation. I don't know that that's happened every single year for Main Street, but it has become the norm for you, and it's an honor. Not every Main Street program gets that national accreditation. This was just a few weeks ago that we learned about this. Tell us what national accreditation means and why you are, again, so pleased to get that national accreditation.
Yes, and so it's a year-long process. We have to do a lot of reporting. We do monthly reporting just on the activities that we're doing. Main Street is heavily focused on the 4 points of economic vitality, organization, design, and promotion. And so from each month, we go through and we document and show them exactly what we're doing to achieve those points, and also our revitalization stats on how much is public and how much private investment is going into the downtown area. And so each month we do that, and each quarter we do reinvestment reports, and then at the end of the year, we do a full-on annual review that we submit all the documentations of everything that we've been doing. And they have a very tough criteria, and you have to get almost perfect to get the accreditation.
Mm.
And so the efforts that the city has continued to do with the past 10 years has been amazing. And we're really, there's some, of course, as always, some things that we're still kind of working on finding the way and what works best for our community, but there are also some things that Tyler has become the model on working with volunteers on a municipality owned art gallery, which is very rare, And just the events that we partner with and the local nonprofit we have has been real huge bonuses. And also with the city being a Preserve America community, which is through Texas Historical Commission and National Park Services, being able to have that, and then also being a certified local government through the Texas Historical Preservation is also a key in obtaining that accreditation. And this is the 8th consecutive year, and we're very pleased on being able to announce that because it just really validates all the efforts that we are doing and that we're headed in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And we love the guidance that we get from Texas Historical Commission and the Main Street Department through them on what we're doing. And we're able to apply for grants. We're able to get design assistance. We have access to the staff. And it's just a wonderful partnership, and we're so pleased that we're able to showcase the efforts that we're doing and getting recognized for them.
You bet. Talking to Amber Verona, the City of Tyler's Main Street Director, I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. And moving on to some things that, well, first of all, contact information. The phone number, that hasn't changed. 903-593-6905. You can always give that number a call and find out more about what's happening in downtown Tyler. Best way to get online access to the Main Street Department is just to turn on your Google search engine. If you Google Main Street Tyler or Gallery Main Street, or just go to Facebook and go from there and check out the Facebook page, which we're going to be talking about in just a minute, because you have Facebook and things like that have become that much more important in this era of COVID-19. But just go ahead and hit that Google button, Main Street Tyler, Gallery Main Street, or just use the Facebook thing, and that's the best way to get information about Main Street and its partner programs. And also that number, 903-593-6905. And speaking of Facebook, next thing we want to talk about is the Main Street Monday series. And this is one of the prime examples, Amber, of how you have used social media and the internet and just technology in general to fill the gap that was created when the COVID-19 pandemic came along. What is the Main Street Monday series, and how can people have a little fun with that and a little bit of enjoyment?
Yeah, so Main Street Monday was a project that we thought about doing a while back, and we just never got it off the ground. But like you said, with the certain situation that is happening, it rose, and it was able to really get it off the ground. So Main Street Monday is through Facebook Live. Every Monday, we pick a different business within the downtown area, which a lot of people don't know the boundary, so I'm going to explain them really quick. So the boundary for downtown is Front to Gentry and then Beckham to Palace.
Mm-hmm.
So that huge area is considered downtown. And so from there, we reached out, you know, to the ones that we had contact with through social media, and we really kind of created a list of each Monday of what businesses, organizations, nonprofits, if you're in downtown and you have a service for our community, we're able to feature you. So what we do every Monday, we pop over to the location, and we just give a little quick rundown of what the business does, what the organization does, anything that they're doing, if they're doing an event or a special, or if they have something online that's going virtual, or a little sneak peek. A lot of people love getting little sneak peeks of behind the operations. And so we talk to the owners, we talk to the managers or the directors, and just get a little quick insight about what they do. And we're hoping with this program that people will really start understanding the depth of amenities downtown has, and also how a lot of the organization's businesses are all owned or ran by people right here in the community. It's the locals. It's the people that you see at the grocery store. It's the people that live next door to you. It's really supporting our local community through supporting and shopping and going to local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really something we're just really focusing on, especially right now more than ever, is highlighting those businesses that and how you can support them.
Sure thing. And you can, and we need to remind everybody, the COVID-19 pandemic continues as of now, as we speak today. As practically everybody knows, A lot of things are open, but there are restrictions. Mask up, use that hand sanitizer, follow the CDC guidelines, and go to Facebook or online if there are things that are happening that simply cannot happen because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And again, for more information, 903-593-6905, or you can Google Main Street Tyler Gallery Main Street, or check out Facebook. A lot of information online that'll help keep you up to speed on everything that's going on. Amber Verona, the Main Street Director for the City of Tyler, is our guest this morning on In Focus. And we move from the Main Street Monday series to Gallery Main Street. That was around the corner up until a few, February was it, when you moved into your new headquarters. And Gallery Main Street is now, it's all inclusive. It's part of everything that's going on in your new space in the Plaza Tower. So tell us what's happening with Gallery Main Street and things that people need to know about that with regard to visiting in person, checking things out online, etc.
Yeah, so with our new building, we had this wonderful opportunity to rethink how our gallery was arranged. And so typically when in our old spot, the gallery was conjoined with our offices, and when our offices were closed, the gallery was closed. Mm-hmm. But we're very fortunate now with Gallery Main Street, how we situated it and how we worked with Plaza Tower, is that it is actually located inside the joined atrium.
Right.
So it is open when we're not open, which has been really beneficial right now because our offices are closed to the public, but our gallery is not. So we were able to still have our spring exhibit, which just came down, and we're about to open this Saturday our new exhibit, which I could talk just a little bit about. But with the new arrangement, the gallery now shares the space with the new retail bays of Cafe 1948, Andy's Frozen Custard, and True Vine on the Square. So now there are four of us that are filtering guests in our community into seeing the art gallery. And so with the sharing space, the time that the gallery is open has pretty much doubled. And so we are now open from on Monday through Thursday, it's 8 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. And on Friday, on Friday, it's also 8 to 11:30 p.m. And then Saturday, it is 8 to 11 p.m.
Okay. And the new art exhibit, I guess that just opened this weekend, July 11th, I guess the official opening date of that, as we sit and talk on this Sunday morning. And again, more information, 903-593-6905, or Google Main Street, Tyler Gallery Main Street, or check out that Facebook page. Something else that's brand new and that was just revealed, the downtown art map, that in a large way speaks for itself, but tell us how that works.
Yeah, so we just released it this past Saturday, and we have been so excited. We have so many beautiful murals. I don't know how many times I look outside and there's people coming and taking pictures all over downtown and thinking about allowing people to get out and do things and not be stuck in the house but still practice the social distancing. We wanted to create a self-guided downtown art tour. And so with this, we went around and we found some really pretty photography areas where you could take pictures, but also sculptures and structures. And so we wanted to put that on there and create something that was real simple, digital, that people could pull up on their phone and really just kind of walk downtown, because downtown is large, but it's also very walkable. And so it'd be a fun little day trip, come down, have lunch, and go look at some art, take some wonderful pictures. It'd be a neat little scavenger hunt for groups as well. And so we really just wanted to highlight how important art is in the area. And then also how talented our local artists are on creating these art murals and sculptures.
Mm-hmm. Amber Verona, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Amber's the Main Street Director for the City of Tyler. And it's been a busy weekend for you. The second Saturday of every month is Hit the Bricks Saturday. And that tied in this weekend and will probably continue to tie in the rest of the year with Liberty Live, which is a celebration of the 90th anniversary of what is now known as Liberty Hall. Started in 1930 as the Liberty Theater. It's got a history all its own, which you can easily find online. But tell us what's coming up during starting with next month and then for the rest of the year as far as the Hit the Bricks events and that continuing celebration of Liberty Live.
You know, with Liberty Live, it was something that was created because of the situation. We were about to start kicking up with our Tunes at Noon, which is Musicians on the Square. But we had to figure out what we could do to still bring our Hit the Bricks to the community, but still virtual. So we merged it a little bit for right now. And so Liberty Live is just something that we reach out to local artists who are wanting to be showcased. And so we allow them to perform on stage, and we do a Facebook Live. We are always looking through artists because, as you said, this will continue for sure through October. We're still assessing the rest of the year, but it's looking like a very popular program, so we're probably going to continue it as much as possible. But if any local artists are interested or musicians are interested in participating, they can just email us at mainstreet@tylertexasallonewordspelledout.com, and we'll fit them into our schedule. And it's just 30-minute sets. We get in there. We do digital tip jars for everybody, for every performer. We throw it up on our social media platforms, and we let it play. And we really, right now, we had a set schedule for Hit the Bricks on the events. But as you know, everything is being evaluated. So mm-hmm. right now, we're just kind of playing everything by ear. But we will still be promoting as what's open, what their policies are, anything that's going digital. We still will do our regular promotional efforts on that, but the main event on the square will probably change it goes and gets closer until we completely figure out how to assess this and with larger groups gathering.
You bet. Amber, could we have that email address one more time? I don't think we'd mentioned that earlier, and it's another really good direct way for people to get in touch with you. What is that email address again?
Yeah, so it's Main Street, all one word, @tylertexas.com, and that's all spelled out and all together.
Main Street at tylertexas.com. Okay, that's very helpful to know. There are several ways to access Main Street online through Main Street Tyler, Gallery Main Street. Make sure to use that Google search engine as much as you need to, and also Facebook. And you're really depending on Facebook a lot right now. So with that, and then Main Street at TylerTexas.com, the email address, and then 903-593-6905. And you're located in the Plaza Tower on the square, and your offices are closed right now, but there are things that people can do in that space. Like, for example, check out the art at Gallery Main Street. Is that correct?
Correct. And the atrium has seating, which has been marked for social distancing. Mm-hmm. But Cafe 1948, Andy's Frozen Custard, and True Vine are all open. Of course, practicing the social distancing and allowing you to use that atrium. And so you can enjoy some goodies from those stores and come sit in the atrium or sit outside on our outdoor seating and enjoy the views or the artwork.
Sure thing. And I have the new visitor center and partnerships, and we've already covered that pretty well. Was there anything that you wanted to add about your new visitor center and the partnerships that we hadn't already discussed, or might even want to repeat a little bit of that? I'll leave that up to you.
Yeah. So the visitor center, of course, now is housing the City of Tyler, Heart of Tyler, and Visit Tyler, which is all geared toward tourism, facilitating destination downtown, and this revitalization efforts of our community, period. But we also, within the center for the community, we have seating area where you can get pamphlets of information from not only Tyler, but surrounding areas. We also will have a retail center that we're working on a collaboration efforts with local businesses and the colleges here in Tyler to allow you to come in and not just get something from that's our brand, but also that talks about Tyler and that shows our partnerships and highlights the local makers that we have here. And we also, one of the really cool things that we're real proud of is we have created a podcast radio station in front of our building. Mm-hmm. And so it has all glass walls, and so you can see in it and watch us record our podcast, watch us do our information on it. And so it's going to be a real neat feature that we're real excited about.
Okay, as we get down towards the end of the show with just a few minutes left, we want to bookmark that and make sure we cover it. in just a little bit here. You have a couple of podcasts you'd like to highlight, but right now let's talk about the Main Street Board. I understand there was a little bit of reconfiguring done recently as far as the Main Street Board, keeping in mind that you're under the auspices of the City of Tyler.
Yes. So when we were with Heart of Tyler, Heart of Tyler's board served as our governing board. When we split apart, we realized that we had to have a city-appointed board to kind of mandate some of the ordinances and strategic plans that we have underneath the city. And so with that, the city council appointed us a Main Street board that has been very vital in implementing some new programs, some directional objectives in order to achieve some of our strategic planning through Tyler First, and also adhering to some of the concerns and comments that we've gotten from the community as we grow on how to adapt some of our ordinances and include some amendments as well. So, again, that board was approved by council, and they're all strong volunteers that represent a diverse group here in Tyler, and they all bring some wonderful insight. And we have been able to get a lot of things accomplished, and implementing the downtown revitalization grant was a huge one. They started in October, and we've already released some of those grants. And so what that's just a 50% matching grant for people doing improvements to their structures here in downtown to hopefully encourage more people to come downtown and get some vacant buildings or improve some of their buildings that they're wanting to do to grow their business.
Mm-hmm. And the Roses and Weeds podcast and the Rambling Roses podcast, we alluded to those just a moment ago. And tell us a little bit about what's involved with those particular podcasts and how people can access them.
Yeah, so they are on iTunes under the podcast station, but we also send links through our social media. And so the Roses and Weeds is a continuing podcast that the City of Tyler started a few years back, just talking about the inner workings of the City of Tyler government and what's happening within our community. We bring in guests from all over our community and just talk a little bit about a little bit of everything. And we get a lot of people that call in and say they're wanting to know a little bit about this or they want to know about that. And we really kind of go off from what the community wants to hear from us. Mm-hmm. And then with the Rambling Roses, it's a brand new partnership because of the podcast studio that was constructed with Visit Tyler. It's really geared towards tourism here in Tyler and highlighting our wonderful amenities and attributes that not only that some Tylerites do not know, but also to get people outside the area to come into Tyler and really experience our wonderful city.
Okay. A couple of minutes left in the show, and I wanted to talk about your space and about the work that's been done on the Plaza Tower and on the People's Petroleum Building right next door. Several leaders in the community have really rolled up their sleeves and worked hard to get those formerly largely abandoned buildings up and going again. The People's Petroleum Building was the first project, and I know that's been real successful. We know Jack Ryan's closed, but there's supposed to be a new restaurant coming in there within the relatively near future, and I know the occupancy rate for the People's Petroleum Building is really high. As far as the Plaza Tower is concerned, that's the more recent and more current project, and I know that you're just really, really pleased with what's been done and what continues to be done to get that back up and going again and full of tenants and full of things to do.
Oh, yes. What they have done on the first floor of the Plaza Tower has totally transformed the west side of the square and really activated the space. They have been very thoughtful. They worked a lot with Fitzpatrick that truly understands the concept of a complete project, mm-hmm. how you're going to engage the tenants, how you're going to engage the community, how you're going to create a maker space, how you're going to create active spaces of where people want to come and hang out. How do you inclusively make all those components work so well together? And they have done a wonderful job alongside some of the other larger catalyst projects that are happening around in downtown. It's been a wonderful opportunity to see, and it just tickles my pants that I'm able to see everything happening. And a lot of this is spurring from private development.
Okay, and we're going to have to I'm sorry, Amber. We're going to have to cut it right there because we're running out of time. But I know there's so much more to see and think and do. But Amber Verona, our guest this morning on In Focus, the City of Tyler Main Street Director, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You bet. Amber Verona with Main Street, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us, and see you again next week on In Focus.